Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. If my voice sounds a little ragged and a little tired, it's because I am. I've been watching the news all day, and if you guys haven't turned your TVs on, turned on social media, et cetera, et cetera, I wanted to say, first, everybody here at Quick Days with Murph wants to send their condolences to fans, artists, et cetera, of the Route 91 Country Music Festival in Las Vegas. A gunman opened fire and killed at least 58 and injured over 500. So we just want to send our condolences and let you guys know that we're thinking of you, right, Craig?
Yes, all the prayers go out to all those individuals and their families who haven't heard from them since the shooting in Las Vegas. You know, we hope that they all are safe. I was just speaking to Jessica Rose right before the broadcast began. She has friends who attended the festival last night in Las Vegas, and she hasn't heard from them. So we're worried that she hears from them soon to hear that they're okay. So we're still in the aftermath of the festival, of what happened last night.
A good friend of mine was covering the event for her website. Her crew are thankfully okay. So with all that being said, let's move on to something a little bit happier. On the show today, we've got super talented singer-songwriter Amelia Presley joining us. We'll talk with Amelia about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Amelia Presley to the show. Hey, how are you?
Hey, y'all. I'm good. How are y'all doing?
A little bit better now that we've heard
okay,
your voice.
Considering the events of the day, we're doing okay. So.
Yeah, that's terrible. I don't understand.
I've been in the country industry through this radio show for about the past 3-ish years, maybe, and I've gotten know a lot of these people, whether they're a fellow radio show host, artists like yourself, fans, which I hate that word, fans, for some reason. But anyway, country music people are some of the sweetest people in this world.
It's scary and it's unfortunate and it's something that it's just completely unpredictable and I don't understand why someone would attack something completely non-political. It's a concert and a festival and there's music and everyone's happy and there's no politics there, so it's really hard to understand when it's something like that. And it's scary because it just means that it feels like you're not safe anywhere, really.
This isn't the first concert where there's been an incident of this caliber. We had Kings of Leon in Paris with the huge terrorist attack there last year or 2 years ago. We also had a concert in Manchester, England with Ariana Grande, what happened afterwards. So
right.
it's So unfortunately, it's not the first. It's just the largest, I think, attack. And
right.
It happened, the fact that in the United States, why it bears closer to home for us.
Right.
Yeah,
but,
it's a hard thing to understand.
I also wanted to say that we hope the show and anybody that's listening to the show, we hope to keep things lighthearted. And hopefully, after you guys try to forget the events of the day. So, with that being said, thank you again for joining us today, Amelia.
Well, thank you for having me.
I kind of like to start out every interview with the same two questions. Well, they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay. Well, my name is Amelia Presley, and I am from Franklin Creek, Mississippi. And I've always done music. I can't remember a time that I didn't just love music. It's always been kind of number one and the constant thing that was always in my life. And I was actually talking to my stepmom earlier about this. It's everyone has that thing in their life that no matter how hard it is, you don't even think about quitting, and that's what music is for me. You know, I've had other jobs and you know other things going on, and there's never been anything that I just thought when this gets too hard, I'm not going to quit. But with music, it's just constantly hard. There's ups and downs, I never see myself stopping. It's just always been here, and I could not imagine ever quitting.
That's awesome. I knew you were from the South, because I could hear that a southern drawl in your voice. I'm from Tennessee myself, so we're virtually neighbors, Tennessee, Mississippi. So
yeah, I love Tennessee.
I'm from 3 hours west of Nashville, and speaking of Nashville, Nashville is like my favorite city in this world. I have a family up there, and I go pretty much every chance I get. It's the greatest city in the world, amazing.
It's really amazing. Very, very cool that so much talent is in one place.
I wish,
I agree.
If I didn't have my job position where I was, and if I could transfer my position where I am, I'd live in Nashville too.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
Yeah, and I was born in Brooklyn, and everywhere I go, they could tell that I was from Brooklyn.
Yeah, I noticed an accent, but I wasn't sure where you were from.
Well, you can take me out of Brooklyn, but you can't take Brooklyn out of me. So.
Hey, that's good. Hold on to it.
Exactly.
I will.
I noticed something you said earlier about the music industry being a tough business, and when I was younger, I thought music. You make a record, I get on the radio, and you've made it. But being in this industry like I am through the show, as I was telling you off air, it's definitely not that simple. And to me, the the music industry is probably the toughest business to crack.
Yeah, it's constantly changing, and there's more and more, just more and more being added to it, and more people trying to take advantage of other people. And I honestly don't even know what made it means anymore. It's such a broad thing, because, you know, before I even actually got into the industry, when I only kind of dreamed of it, you know, I had kind of a skewed imagination of what making it meant, and that was kind of same thing as what you thought. Just, you know, you make a record and you put it on the radio, but gosh, there's so much that goes into it, and there's so much. You've got to have every single little component. There's no one, very rarely, I mean, I'm sure it happens, but the people that make it, they work really, really hard, and you're having to do the business side of it for yourself, and the art side of it. You're having to do just all of it for yourself, because no one's going to work for you like you will work for you. And so I've had to learn all the business side. I've learned how to create websites and do all the internet things and social media, and I've learned so much about marketing and all of it, all these things I've just had to learn. But it's been very tough, and there's people that try to take advantage of anyone that has a dream.
I'm glad you brought all that up, because I wanted to ask, and this is a brand new question. I just thought of as you were talking, but what does describe your version of success?
My version of success is when you're making a living doing what you set out to do. So for me, if that means that I'm, you know, just touring Texas because there's artists in Texas that just tour Texas and they make a good living doing it. They've succeeded in my mind, and I'm happy with whatever path I'm supposed to end up taking. Right now it's really hard, but I know that it's not easy until you've kind of gone through all the hard stuff, and then even then it's hard. But you know, just making a living doing what I love, that will be success to me, and leaving a legacy awesome. For my children, and teaching my children that you know, no matter what, you go after what your thing is, what your dream is. And I like to say, you know, don't dream. You turn that dream into a goal. It's not a dream. If it's a dream, then you're not going to do it. You have to make it a goal, and you have to work for it.
Well, what I wanted to ask you, Cody, can I ask Amelia a question, please?
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask you, Amelia, is before you were in a group called the Highway Women. Now you are the Highway Sisters.
Yes.
Going into all the background, would you be able to explain, like, how it evolved, like, from the Highway Women to the Highway Sisters?
Sure. So there were four women initially selected to be in this group called the Highway Women. There was a guy in Dallas that was funding the whole thing, and it was his project. So he brought us together, and then this year he asked, and the lineup kind of changed 1,000 times. KK Botiford has been in it from the very beginning, but everyone else has kind of changed. And I came in September. Actually, initially I was asked to be a part of it, but he found out that I was pregnant, and so kind of didn't want me to be a part of it again. And then after I had my baby girl, he asked me again. But so anyway, we end up with these four girls. We we record 3 songs, only release 2 of them. And then he asked us all to, you know, kind of abandon our lives and move to Texas.
No.
Hello? Oh, crap. I think we lost Amelia.
Are you still there, Cody?
She might have hit a dead spot or something. Crap, I think we lost her. They still are still on the line, but...
Is it possible she lost the connection?
She's still on the line, it shows, but... Are you there, Amelia? Huh. Well, so let's go ahead and take this caller. 724, you're on.
Hello, Cody. I was just calling in to talk to Amelia, but it seems like you've lost her.
Yeah, it looks like we've lost her, but hopefully she'll reappear soon.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I was going in to wonder when the Highway Sisters EP was going to drop.
Because
I had met Amelia briefly in. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had met her briefly at Allie's house actually in Nashville during CMA Fest with the Highway Sister KK. So I was just wondering when the EP was going to drop. And...
Oh, hold on 1 second.
No, alrighty.
Let me do something. Hold on 1 second. I'll tweet her real quick.
Cody?
Yeah.
Can you call her back? Would you be able to call Amelia back from another number?
Is she still on the line? She's still on the line, so I can't really do nothing. She's still on the line, though.
228-623.
And she just dropped. So I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
I just sent you on Twitter. I just messaged you on Twitter. Then I think you might be able. Well, you might be able to get in contact with her.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I can't call her back because I got a she has to call in. I can't call her from my end. So.
All right.
So I don't know what happened. I think we lost you. Hold on, folks. We're trying to get her back. Hold on, folks. Wait, never mind. She's called in.
Hello?
Hold on 1 second.
Hey.
Hi, Amelia.
Hey,
I'm so
sorry.
There for a second.
I think I was still talking to y'all for like for a little while, and I was like, they're not saying anything, so.
thank you.
I wanted to, before
have
we
have a dead spot or something. So,
yeah. I want to hear the rest of your question, your answer, but first we have another caller on the line. Do we still have that caller, Cody?
Yeah, Patrick, how are you, buddy?
Good, good, good. Hi. Yeah.
No, go ahead, Patrick.
Hey,
yeah, Patrick, go ahead, bud.
Hello?
Good.
And
hello?
We lost her again.
Amelia?
Hi.
We lost her again?
Can y'all hear me?
Nope, go ahead, Patrick. She's on.
I can hear you. Hi, Amelia.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good, good. I had briefly met you during CMA Fest at Alley Taps with KK. And I was calling in and wondering if there's any release date yet for the EP for the Highway Sisters.
So we are we're going to the studio in Austin on August. I don't even know what dates are happening anymore. October 10th and 11th, we will be in the studio recording. And so once we have those mastered and everything, then we can, once we have them ready, then we can give an exact date. Cause we don't want to say like this date we're going to release it, because we want to make sure that we have the product first. It will be soon. But I don't know exactly when. We're going into the studio this month.
That sounds great. I can't wait to hear it. And I know you guys had wrote a lot with the other group. And I was just wondering, do you guys get to take that music with you, or did they decide to keep it?
It's a little bit of a messy situation, but people are helping us out. But those songs were, aside from Highwayman, the other songs were written by KK solely. So there's some things there that we got to handle, because those are her songs that she wrote. So we're still singing them at shows, but they may be re-recorded in the future. We're kind of in the middle of what's going to happen with that right now. So hopefully we'll get to re-record them.
Right. Hopefully you guys get to keep them all and keep it as the Highway Sisters.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, that's all I had to call in and ask. And hopefully everybody has a good rest of your days, and always support the sisters. And, you know, if other women happen to pop up, if you want to support them. But I always support my Highway Sisters.
Well, we appreciate it so much.
Yes.
It's it's people like you that have really given us the hope to keep going, because it was a really hard situation to get through. And but there are just so many people that were so nice and, you know, still supported us through it, and I can't even express how thankful we are.
All right. Well, you guys have a good rest of the day, and have a great rest of your show, Cody.
You too. Hey, thank you so much.
Hey, Joe,
all right,
keep talking to you, Peter.
Tell KK I said hi when you see her.
I will.
Hey, it's always good talking to you, buddy.
Yep, same
right,
here, Patrick.
All righty.
All right, man, I'll see you later.
Later.
Yeah, okay. Amelia, if it's okay with you, You cut off when you were answering the question where the person in charge of the Highway Women wanted all of you to abandon your lives and move to Texas. Would you be able to pick up your answer from there?
Sure. So he asked us all to move to Texas. I was working a really good job at the shipyard in Mississippi, and so I left that job. Sarah Spicer was in Nashville. She abandoned her life there. KK lived a few hours away already, but he wanted us to all live in the same house together, so she had to be away from her family as well, and I was away from my husband and my children, and so we all moved to this house in the Dallas area. I don't know if y'all heard me say that Courtney Lynn decided not to go. And
not that part.
So we just, went forward, and it was just kind of the people running it didn't really know what they were doing. So it was kind of just, it was just a mess. It was a mess the whole time. And I found out later, I kind of had an idea, and I started kind of butting heads with my former manager. I don't want to mention any names throughout this, but she had been working behind my back for the owner of the Highway Women, and really some really messed up stuff. But so we make it through this time. We're all stressed out. We've been verbally abused by this person who owns the Highway Women. My former manager was doing kind of not verbal abuse, but just a lot of hostility, and I could tell something was going on. And finally, Sarah Spicer was told by her PR to leave the group for good reason, because it was just a lot of unnecessary things happening from the people running it. And so then KK and I, you know, we just keep on chugging along, and we keep on booking shows. We're booked for the Grand Ole Opry. We played at the House of Blues. We had all these really cool shows booked. And so we're just, you know, moving forward as a duo and still being called the Highway Women. And then all of a sudden, all of our social media accounts, we didn't have access to them anymore. We got a notification. And so we called and texted the guy in charge, and he was like, oh, everything got hacked. You know, he lied to us. And then the next morning we see on Facebook that my former manager had bought, or she'd been given his record label and the Highway Women. And then we got a termination letter via email that very same day. Just a lot of drama with all of that. But for the most part, a lot of people, the majority of people supported us, and they were there for us, and they kind of saw what happened and were just really supportive. And so now we got to keep all of our shows aside from two that former manager had booked. She actually called and tried to cancel shows that we had booked and put her own artist in there. But we were able to talk to the venue owners and bookers and keep her from doing that. So we're able to keep all of our shows, and it's all going forward, and it's all a blessing. It was a blessing in disguise. We're now the Highway Sisters, and we're in control of our own destiny now, you know. And we're, for the longest time, we wanted to just do music, and it was a lot of smoke and mirrors with what we were doing before. There's a lot of just promotion for something that wasn't happening, and so our EP is actually going to be called Smoke and Mirrors, and it's kind of going to be a testament to what we went through and just how what we believe in is being genuine and not lying to people, and just playing music and getting out there and being true to yourself and not changing who you are because someone has you under contract and tells you that you have to. And so we, this month, we're going into the studio to record the EP, and then we'll release it after that, and it's all good things.
That's what I want to follow up on is you took the negative, everything that happened, you overcame that, you and KK stayed together, and you turned it into a positive that you're going to be recording and coming out with Smoke and Mirrors, your first EP. That's your EP, you and KK alone with no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be performing one of the biggest country venues in the world, the Grand Ole Opry. I think that's a huge rebound.
We're so excited, and it's just, we couldn't have done it without people supporting us. Because, I mean, when all this was going on, it was a pretty dark place of feeling like everything that we had worked for was just crashing down. But people were really quick to pick us back up and make us realize that it wasn't crashing down and that this was a good thing.
And it's only getting to get
really
better
quick,
from here, Amelia.
I wanted to just touch on this. I read somewhere, like on Facebook or Twitter or somewhere, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're former U.S. Coast Guard, aren't you?
I am. Yes, I am.
First of all, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I respect all men and women in uniform. I respect you guys completely. But
I appreciate that.
In the 5 or 10 minutes we've got left, just kind of talk about your experience with the Coast Guard.
Well, I came in to be a rescue swimmer, and I trained and was on that path and ended up getting injured. And so I chose to become a machinery technician, which was really awesome, and I loved it. I was I did preventative maintenance and then casualty repair, and just worked on our engines for our boats. And I was at I was a couple of small boat stations. I was stationed in Virginia, Alabama, and then Mississippi. And before that, I was in New Orleans at an air station. But I just worked on the diesel engines and the outboard engines, and then did law enforcement as well and search and rescue. And it was pretty cool. I loved it, and it really set me up for success with music too, because I was able to afford to record my first album, and I met people through traveling, and that's how I got in contact with a producer named Ken Royster at Direct Image Studio in Nashville. And so a lot of doors were open through that. And I used to be very, very shy with people just focusing their attention on me, and I had stage fright. But when I went to boot camp, somehow my company commanders found out that I sang, and they would just call me out of formation and make me sing on the spot. And all I could think to sing was Black Velvet. So I sang Black Velvet 1,000 times just on the spot, and it got me over my stage fright real quick.
Great song, by the way. Great song choice.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Yeah, so, you know, just stressed with the boot camp situation. So all I could – I drew a blank, and all I could think of was Black Velvet.
That's awesome. I believe the last question I've got for you, and I think this is a good one to end things on. I heard Dan Rather ask this question to Kid Rock one time, and I just thought it was the greatest question ever. So I'm just going to kind of revise it a little bit. When your career takes off and you're winning major award after major award, which is going to happen for you, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
I want to be remembered as not pretending that it was an easy road, and I don't want people to ever look at me and think, you know, she's never had hardships. She's done everything perfect, and that's why she's there. I want people to see me and know that I went through hardship, and a lot of it was self-inflicted. And I want them to see my mistakes and see that I have been in some of the very low places that other people have been in. And I want them to see that, you know, instead of giving up on my dream or giving up on life or anything, I kept going. That's more than anything. That's what I want people to see, because I feel like people look at people who've made it and they think that they just had an easy life and never made mistakes and never did bad things. And that's not the case. And I want people to see that everybody makes mistakes, and I've made some really bad ones. And, you know, it's all about what you do after that. It's all about what you do to recover and learn from it and move forward.
The important, everyone,
I agree with that completely.
Yes. The point is what you've been able to endure it and be able to move forward, Amelia. And that's why people will respect you and love you for not just the music you do, but who you are. You know, that there's a lot of good inside of you, and you show that in your music. And you're going, as a result, you're only going to make many more fans from this point on.
I agree.
Thank you very much.
You know, and speaking for myself, having only, I talked to you on the phone for about 30 minutes. I have a lot of respect for you. Talking to you on the phone, I have a ton of respect for you already.
I appreciate that, and I appreciate all y'all are doing. I have a ton of respect for y'all because y'all are genuine people, and you're you know, it really seems like you're doing what you're doing for all the right reasons, and you're not trying to take advantage of people. And people like you are very, very far and few between. There's not a lot of people that are out there in this industry for the right reasons, and I appreciate that y'all are.
You know, and there's sharks in every business. I understand that completely. I get it. But as I was telling you earlier, the entire reason for me doing this radio show is to help some incredibly talented people reach their dreams. So.
Well, I appreciate it, and everyone I'm sure that you've encountered appreciates that, because it's hard to find.
Yes. I wanted to ask one final question, Amelia, a quick yes and no.
Okay.
I saw on your website that you were going to be in Brooklyn, where I came from, last February. Do you know by any chance if that date is still firm?
So that's not a performance. It's a it's pretty much set in stone. I'm going to go to there's a place called Least of All Recordings, and they do vinyl in-house recordings. And so I'm going to go and record in person, and they're going to put it on vinyl, and it'll be for sale, and I'm going to document the whole process. So kind of the reason I put that on my schedule is so that because I want to kind of document the whole thing, but it won't be like a public event.
No.
I see.
We're almost out of time, but I wanted to thank you for taking over 30 minutes of your day to come on and talk with us, minus the technical difficulties. But before I let you go, do you want to give a fans a place where they can find you online and follow you
sure.
on social media?
Sure. If you just look up Amelia Presley, and be sure to look up Highway Sisters as well. We're on all social media. My site is AmeliaPresley.com, and then we have HighwaySisters.com, and that's the duo between myself and KK Botiford. But yeah.
Alrighty. Thank you again for doing this. It's been so much fun.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Yeah, talking with you, Amelia and Cody, put a smile on my face. For the first time today.
I'm glad it did.
Well, y'all put a smile on my face, too. I've got a very long drive, so you put a smile on my face for sure.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you.
I know about those long drives. Trust me.
I don't envy you.
Like I said, if there's anything that we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you so much, and same for me. I appreciate all y'all do.
Yes, and I do hope,
absolutely,
Amelia, that if not Brooklyn,
I
hope to see during CMA Fest next year.
Yes, I hope. I think that I'll probably be back, but I don't have a set in stone date.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to I'll let you go before Blog Talk Radio forcibly kicks us off the network here. I'll be definitely talking with you on social media, okay?
Okay. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Amelia.
Bye. Bye.
She is so sweet. She is just such an absolute doll.
See,
we've got four shows this week. Tomorrow we've got Rachel Louise Taylor, which is going to be just a great interview.
Yes.
Wednesday we have our first guest ever from the UK, Miss Lily Garland, first guest
mm-hmm.
ever from across the pond. And Saturday we have Truck Stop Honey joining us again, fresh off their album release party.
Wow.
And all these shows are at 4:30 Central, 5:30 Eastern. So I think I'm gonna let you go too, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Well, thanks, Cody. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man, I'll talk to you later. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Amelia Presley. You've already heard all the announcements, so I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.